This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
We'll talk about all those things.
All those things we said we weren't going to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. Where does the name The Ministers come from? A little birdie told me that you're the key organiser in this band. Is that right?
Yep.
Whether you like it or not.
Yep. No,
You were going to say you'd like it.
No, but I don't.
There's no lying on radio, right?
Got me. I like it when it's going well, and I hate it when it's not.
Are you a Mo Tucker fan? I just think one of the great female drummers, right?
Yeah. Not a huge fan.
Oh, okay.
Struck out on that one.
Yeah. She roasted.
Yeah.
He always drops that one in.
Glad I asked that question.
Expanding Horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. We're very glad that you've joined us. My name's Stu and Colin's here as well. How's it going, Colin?
I'm well, Stu. Yourself?
Pretty good.
All right, another busy day out there in the world of Christchurch.
Another busy day in isolation.
Yeah, that's right. We're in a little cubicle here, aren't we, at Plains FM?
Trying to avoid people.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've got all the glass and the soundproofing and everything in here, haven't we?
Yep.
So it's all pretty good.
And it's just interesting times.
It is, right?
Yep.
Hey, last week was interesting. We had Marina Bloom.
Yeah, on the line.
On the line. Yep. Another one of our phone interviews, so that was pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah.
And that was a nice little ID you played there as well from a couple of weeks ago when we had Ingrid and the Ministers in.
Yep.
Which was excellent times, wasn't it?
It was good.
They were a good laugh, eh?
Yeah, heaps of fun.
And so if you want to check any of those out, you could go on to Plains FM. org.nz and get your fill of our shows, I should say.
Yeah.
And somewhere else in the world you've tucked them in the digital world, haven't you?
You can go to facebook.com, look for Expanding Horizons, and you'll find links to Mixcloud, which have all of our 210 plus shows.
Whoa, cranking it up there.
Yeah.
We'll be catching up to Frank Turner before you know it.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so either, Stu. But anyway.
Not at all. All right, so what are we doing today?
We're just talking stuff, aren't we?
We are. We're banging on about stuff, aren't we?
Banging on like we tend to do at times.
And hopefully entertaining people with some good music and some good chat.
We've got some good tunes coming up, I think, hey?
Mm.
Good tunes.
Yeah,
what have we got? Because I'm liking Who Are You in the background there, Stu.
Yeah, well, that tied into the sweeper, you see, because it was about questions.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he's asking
right.
questions.
And I'm glad that you put my Mo Tucker question in there. I was thinking about that all last week when you shamed me on live about the Mo. I always ask the Mo Tucker question. Female drummers, they must be so sick of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, people don't go, oh, you like Jimi Hendrix, you're a male guitarist.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean?
No.
Maybe I've got some bias there, I don't know.
I just loved the first question in terms of you asked Ingrid about the band name and she just let out this enormous sigh.
Yeah. We'd even pre-warned her that it was coming on, so that was really funny, wasn't it? Good job, Ingrid.
Yeah, they were good value.
They were great value, weren't they?
And I hope their gig went well. I'm sure it did.
Yep, and they all got back to Wellington safely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, what do you got?
Well, we could kick off with the Barracudas.
Do it. I wish it was 1965 again.
It's probably pretty apt, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's do it. This is the Barracudas with I Wish It Could Be 1965 Again, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
I wish it could be 1965 again. In 65, it was him.
expand your horizons on Plains FM.
We'll be right back. We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
All right, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and that was Teenage Fan Club with their hit, Alka Holiday.
How good are they?
It's probably a good idea for that as well at this time, just to have, take a holiday.
From stuff like that?
Stuff like that, yeah.
Make you feel better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, spend the money elsewhere. I don't want to get too preachy, but...
yeah, that's right.
And before that, the Barracudas with I Wish It Could Be, or it's 1965 again, and in brackets as they do, I Wish It Could Be. 1965.
They were great, the Barracudas, right?
Yeah.
They were that, like, that revivalist of, you know, that kind of 60s garage sound. Mm. Super catchy.
And that's a big fish in Australia, isn't it? Barracuda.
Yeah.
Quite popular.
Yeah, yeah. The Barracuda.
I don't know. Is it good eating?
I don't know. Won't have a clue. Well, you're not thinking of Barramundi, are you? Because I think Barracudas are, like, off the coast of the United States.
Oh, right.
I know Australia and the United States are close geographically.
I'm probably thinking of both of those things.
I think you're probably thinking of both. But if you're thinking of the Barramundi, it is a prized fish in Australia.
I'm pretty sure a barracuda is a fish as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a big long fish, has very sharp teeth. It's a predator. And I think it's an ocean fish, whereas a barramundi is more of a river, like mangrove fish. Yeah, and they fish in the mangroves for barramundis.
Right.
Yeah, people tuning in are thinking to themselves, geez, is this the Plains FM fishing show? Well, by what you're hearing, no, it's not.
It's totally improvised.
So, as you can tell, right?
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's put that one behind us, Stu, and never repeat that again.
So, season 3 of Westworld has started.
Oh, boom, yes, it has.
And so season 1 of Westworld was great.
Terrific, wasn't it?
Yeah, very intelligent television. And because of the twists that were in it, in terms of the timeline, it messed a lot of people up and got a lot of people thinking about things, and it had a really solid end to it as well. It was just great all the way through.
Good cast.
Yep.
Great soundtrack.
Yep. Season 2 is one you need to watch a couple of times if you can.
Gave me a headache.
They tried to be probably a little bit too clever, but there were only two timelines running in that as well.
Right.
One immediately after the events of the first show, and then one a couple of weeks later. So, some interesting things there. So season 3 theoretically takes you outside the park.
No, yeah, because at the end of 2, no spoiler alert here, but they had got on the train.
Yeah, so Dolores had got out.
Yeah, that's right.
Inside Charlotte's body, essentially.
Yeah.
So, and she's got a whole lot of brain balls with her. Right. I forget the technical term, but
probably close.
She's on a bit of a rampage and a bit of a revenge mission, because if you remember, towards the end of season 2, she went into the forge or into the cradle, whichever one, I can't remember, and read about a lot of the guests. And so she's tracking down some people who harmed her in the park.
That's interesting, hey?
And then she's also met, there's another character in there, I was going to call him Jesse Pinkman, but his name's Caleb, because it's Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. And he plays this kind of, he lays cable or fiber optic cables with the help of a robot and things like that. And but he also suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder that we see. A friend of his was shot. We assume that he was in the army. I'm not quite sure. We get these flashbacks. But it's very interesting, because every time we see him wake up, it's like Dolores waking up in season 1.
Oh, right, yeah.
So again, you've got that suspicion on whether he is a host or not.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. I'll have to start, because it's on Neon, I think.
Yeah. And they filmed a lot of it in Singapore. So it has a futuristic look, but it's not over the top in terms of everything. You know, there aren't flying cars or anything like that. There are sort of helicopters that look like big drones, but it's not necessarily over the top, I'd say.
Right.
In terms of that, it's enough in the future that it's different, but not so much in the future that it's
unrealistic.
Yeah, unrealistic. Yeah, so, solid start. I've watched the episode 3 times, because it does take you a little bit to get your head around.
Oh, right, okay.
You do need to concentrate on it.
You're a bit enthusiastic sometimes when you watch things over and over again, like, you know, I'm just going to say, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I must watch that again, actually.
Yeah, well, it must be days since you watched it last time.
I've also listened to about three podcasts on the
about
the first episode of Westworld, yeah.
Westworld, right.
Breaking it down.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of Mr. Robot, you know, season one, fantastic, season two, dire.
And apparently season three, they tied it up quite nicely. I just haven't bothered watching it.
Me neither. Never went back to it.
No.
Although, you know, it's got, what's his name in it, hasn't it? It was
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
He's in it.
Yeah, what's his name? I can't remember.
Freddie.
I'm looking at, yeah. Anyway, and he did a great job in it. You know, he was really good. And then that first bit where he was the hacker and... But then it just got a bit way out for me, I'm afraid. But Westworld, anyway. So great soundtrack. The opening theme tune to Westworld is amazing.
Oh, it is. And that's carried on. But the opening title sequence is amazing. And it actually says a lot in it. And so you need to watch that carefully as well.
Yeah, that's right.
But same tune. But yeah, they've been really, really good in that series, having some good music.
Yeah.
And so one of the tracks that's in the first episode is a track from Pulp. Common People.
It's probably one of the great tracks from the 90s in Britain.
Yeah, and I think all along in Westworld, these kind of tracks have just come out of the blue, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, in many ways,
and surprised you.
Yeah. So this is Common People from Pulp, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't. She just smiled and held my hand. Sing along.
sends out. 'Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stays in Greece will come out in the bath.
We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why I rent a flat above a shop. Could you
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Yes, John Cole on Expanding Horizons, and that was Pulp with Common People. Great track.
Fantastic. I reckon, Stu, I don't want to be one of those people who make big, overblown statements, but you know I like to. That is probably one of my favourite tracks from the whole Britpop era.
Right, oh, okay. I thought it was in your top 10.
Oh, it's in my top 10. It's way up there. It's way in the 10.
And I just want to add that I chose that for the show today.
You did, and you did an awesome job, because that is fantastic, right? Yeah, that is just one of the great songs.
And as you were saying off air, it just builds. It builds, it builds, it builds.
It does. And there's on YouTube, there's a fantastic clip of them doing that at Glastonbury as their closing track with the Killers going on after them. And I was just thinking the Killers would have been backstage going, oh my gosh, we've got to bring it, because these guys are going to blow us out of the water, right?
Just like Lyndon was saying a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think Ingrid was talking about it the other day when she was in as well. And I tell you, if you ever get a chance to see the documentary Love in a Supermarket, which is, and you, strangely enough, you can just buy it really cheaply in the warehouse.
Right.
It often it's like $2, because no one's ever heard of it really. No. But it's about when Pulp reformed.
Right.
And they played this and because, you know, they have a big presence in the United Kingdom, I think, because you know, Jarvis Cocker is just an amazing guy. And it's great to see them, like, just interviewed in their home, and all the fans and their children who are going along as well to see it. You know, I can't remember the town where or the city where Pulp are from, somewhere in the north, but people just love them. It's like the documentary about the Stone Roses getting back together and playing some one-off gigs, and people are just queuing forever to see them because they love them so much. Right?
Sure. So Love in a Supermarket.
Love in a Supermarket,
that's quite apt, because we need some love in the supermarket.
Yeah, we do. There hasn't been a lot of love in the supermarket recently, has there?
So the message is just take it easy.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
There's plenty of stuff.
You can buy hand towels.
And you don't need to buy unnecessary things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, Stu. We just, people just buy what they normally do. Mm. It'll all be good.
That's right.
It'll be good. But yeah, so Love in the Supermarket by Pulp.
I'll check it out in the bin at the warehouse next time I'm there.
Do it. If you're not, you can just borrow my DVD. But I was going to say to you as well, the other day I was watching, because it's been Pride Week/month around Christchurch.
Yep.
And I know that different parts of the country celebrate Pride Week at a different times. And I mean, even in the United States, they have Pride Week in June, I think.
Banned over there.
Wondering. Just putting it out there.
I just thought it might have been.
So I was thinking about, you know, what, all the things that have been going on for Pride, and there's been a lot of posters up about and all that kind of stuff. And so I rewatched the movie Pride.
Cool.
Which is an English movie and set in 1984 at the height of the miners' strikes in Britain. And so it's the true story of a guy named Mark Ashton, who is he's a gay guy who does a lot of fundraising and work around in his community. And he realizes, has this epiphany that the way the miners have been treated by the police, the papers, the government, is exactly how the kind of gay community is being treated. So he has an idea about raising money for the miners. Right. So he forms LGSM, Lesbians and Gays Support Miners.
Right.
And, him and his mates gather a load of money, and then they have to try and find a mining town to give it to. But obviously, there's a lot of issues with that. And they find one in Wales. Go down after there's some false starts about, you know, the Welsh, the people in the town don't want them and all this, but then accept them because they just raise so much money. And one of the things they do is they have a big concert. And I remember reading about this concert in the NME, and it was huge. Bronski Beat paid it, and they just raised thousands.
Right.
But at the end of the movie, Stu, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but it's 1985, the miners' strikes are over, and they're on Pride, they're going on the march. They're having a big march, and the organisers tell them that you can't march because, you know, we're just having it as fun. There's no politics, and there's kind of getting, they're a bit agitated about it. And then the next thing you know, this van pulls up with all their friends from the mining village, and they're going to march with them. And then suddenly the organiser of the march runs over and says, no, you've got to march at the front. There's too many of you. And they're looking at each other going, there's not really too many of us. And then in the background, all these coaches start pulling in of all the mining towns.
Right.
And they've all brought their brass bands and they all march out the front.
All right.
And to the tune of Billy Bragg's There's a Power in a Union. Cool. So it's a fantastic movie. So I encourage people, if you have a chance, to watch it because it covers so many social aspects of what was happening in Britain in the early 80s.
So just out of interest, because were they striking for pay and conditions?
They were closing the mines.
Oh, closing
they were the just mines. Shutting mines, and so whole villages were just dying.
Right.
And it was that, yeah, so Margaret Thatcher wanted to close the mines, as she did with the shipyards.
Right.
And, people were just really, they were just fighting for the, not just for their jobs, but they were fighting for the whole village.
Yeah, the
communities, right? Yeah. Because once that went, the community went. Mm. And there'd been people down there whose grandparents had gone down mines as well.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were well paid.
No.
And I think the big thing was they picketed the mines and then they bussed people in from other mines. And there was a lot of violence. They were beaten. You know, the picket lines wasn't a nice place to be quite often. And there was a lot of police violence.
Yeah.
Right. So, and they were roundly written about poorly in the papers. Mm. There's an interesting video on YouTube of the Redskins, the band the Redskins, playing a track and on BBC, I think it's Top of the Pops. It might be Lean On Me, and the song Lean On Me. And they have a striking minor speak at the start, but the BBC muted them out.
Oh, wow.
Before the band came on. So I thought that's quite pertinent. That's just on YouTube.
Classic BBC.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, enough of that, but it's a great movie. Have a watch.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
So what do you got next on the tunes?
Well, let's take the Skinheads bowling.
Oh, right, yeah. Talking of the Redskins, the band.
From Camper Van Beethoven.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Everybody's coming home. say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinhead.
Live on Expanding Horizons, Plains FM 96.9.
You're on Expanding Horizons with Stu and Cole, and that was a big star within the street, not Chino.
Not Chino, yeah.
Don't want to get myself confused. And before that, we had Camper Van Beethoven with Take the Skinheads Bowling.
Mm. I was just, when we were playing that big star, I thought it was really handy that we chose that because Teenage Fan Club were huge fans of Big Star.
Right.
And Alex Chilton who was the guy you would have heard singing and playing guitar there, and not sure if he played the cowbell, but yeah. in that Big Star track, you know, like he was a genius in his of his time that just got greatly overlooked.
Right.
And when people started going back and, you know, like Teenage Fan Club were big fans. I mean, so were other bands. You know, like the Replacements and all those bands wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for the likes of Big Star. And I think they were just great. And I could hear Teenage Fan Club in that, you know, after we played that song earlier on. So that was great. Yeah. It was great. Don't know how much Big Star you hear on the radio.
No.
But you do on Plains FM, well, especially on Expanding Horizons.
Expanding Horizons you do, yeah.
Where we play a bit of everything, and a whole load of nothing sometimes.
That's
anyway,
right.
Off air you were saying about some TV show that's caught your interest.
Well, there's another one that sort of snuck up, which is called The Plot Against America, which is based on the novel by Philip Roth of Portnoy's Complaint and other things that he wrote. That's probably one of his more famous novels. Mm. And so it's an interesting alternate history where Charles Lindbergh, becomes president.
He was an aviator, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and he's a war hero, and becomes president of the United States. And of course, he is a fascist and a supporter of Hitler.
Yeah.
And so the series is about that. And I've started reading the book, which is kind of interesting as well.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Of course, Philip Roth, he was Jewish, and so that book is. It's pretty much himself as one of the characters in the book. And the first episode of the TV series is okay. It's just some of the accents, they sound a little forced,
right,
that some of the people are doing. Winona Ryder's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's playing Philip's aunt in it.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, it's a bit of a slow burn so far. You know, things are just starting to change. But, for example, the family goes, they want to buy a new house, and so they go into this neighbourhood, amazing houses, and they're like, oh, well, I'll have my pay rise soon, I'll be able to get this house. And then there's a guy washing his car, and he looks over suspiciously, because, you know, you can tell that they're Jewish for some reason.
Yeah.
And then they drive around the corner, and there's like a German beer hall, and there's all these guys outside and drinking beer, and then, you know, saying, go away, Juden, and things like that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I hope it gets a little bit better. And I guess episode one's got to establish things a bit. And so this is no Westworld, you know, there's no mystery going on.
Yeah, right.
You can see where it's going. And that's the only thing with these series, as well as there's a sense of dread, you know, and I don't necessarily like that feeling, but it's quite a, when you're watching a TV program, it can be, or a film, you know, it's quite a good thing to as well when you're watching,
right?
Even though it's bad, I don't know. It's one of those things, you know.
Okay,
I quite like it, but I don't like it.
So
anyway,
keep your eyes out for
The Plot Against America.
Plot Against America. All right.
Yes, that's pretty good.
You got another couple of tracks?
Yeah, let's do. Well,
Dramarama.
Anything.
It's an interesting video because I was trying to remember the name of the. It's got some apart from footage of the band. There's some kind of old footage of. She was Andy Warhol's muse.
Right.
And she died exceptionally early in her life, you know, in her 20s, and drug addiction and all this kind of stuff. But she was in a couple of his movies as well. She's iconic for her look, like that short blonde hair, quite thin.
Right.
But her name escapes me. I want to say it's Edith, but I don't think it is. And so it's a very interesting video.
Okay.
Because it's got, you know, lots of footage of the band who were very 80s looking. I'm just saying, if you ever watch it, you'll go, oh my gosh, he's straight out the 80s, that bloke.
Sure.
With his nice haircut, mullet-looking thing. But anyway, it's a catchy track.
All right, so
it's
let's
more
do
guitar
it.
Pop.
So this is anything from, I want to say...
Dramarama.
I want to say Bananarama.
No, it's not them.
I hope this is the right one. Here we go.
Do you want to sleep? Do you want to drink?
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
Yes, we are. We're live on Expanding Horizons between 3 and 4 every Saturday, and we're replayed right. after dark on a Thursday between 9 and 10.
That's right.
Yep. And that was The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet.
That was singing along, didn't
That's
it?
Great.
Super catchy.
And before that, we did Anything Anything from Dramarama.
Yeah, that's right, which is another catchy track, right? Lots of good guitar riffing and, and all that kind of stuff.
I really like that Another Girl, Another Planet, though.
Yeah, it's great, eh?
That's right up my alley.
And with Dramarama, you did a little bit of researching about the muse of Andy Warhol.
Yeah, so you were right. Her name is Edith.
Yeah, that's right.
Edie Sedgwick.
Edie Sedgwick, that's her name.
And, yeah, she was one of Warhol's superstars.
I think she was quite a superstar all over, wasn't she? When you were saying Vogue was really...
Yeah, they called her Vogue...
What was the It Girl. Oh, she was a youth Quaker.
Youth Quaker, that's the one, yeah.
That sounds like a really 2000-and-something kind of...
yeah, it doesn't does. It? That's quite cool.
But that was back in the 60s.
I'd like to be a youth Quaker again.
Would you? I think you're way past youth youth anything, Stu, to be honest with you. But anyway, okay. just saying.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's cool. And, yeah, you were right. She died in 1971.
Yeah, so there's lots of, well, I say there's lots, but there's you can easily go onto YouTube if you want to see her being interviewed with Andy Warhol. And it's funny, he must have had a lot of muses, old Andy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was just thinking, looking at her look in Rosemary's Baby, that Mia Farrow had that same look.
Yeah, she had short blonde hair, didn't she, Edie? Yeah. Mm. And
that was very much the style, wasn't it, that came in the late 60s, early 70s?
It was very 60s modernist style, wasn't it? Thin, short blonde hair, or, you know, short dark hair or whatever.
Mm.
And I guess I can't remember her name now. Yeah, it was very chic, wasn't it? Mm. It was very chic. Mm. But, yeah, so that was Edie Sedgwick. Yeah. So you're learning something all the time here on the old Expanding Horizons.
Yeah, totally unintended.
Yeah, that's right. It's completely
but
just
it's good.
Fudging it as we go.
All right, so we'll do one more track before we go, shall we?
Do it, Stu.
So this is Joy Division with aptly Isolation. And you're on Expanding Horizons.
Live music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
It's definitely banter.
And it's still going.
Still going.
Yeah.
Joy Division.
Joy Division with Isolation. And a lot of their tracks, you get that sort of robotic.
You do, don't you?
Very futuristic and...
Yeah, craftworky.
Craftworky.
A bit of kraut rock kind of sound. Mm. That's great, wasn't it? And that's for all the people out there. In the world, that was Isolation.
Yeah, but if you're listening to us, you're not isolated.
No, because you're in the bosom of our hearts, aren't you? Is that right?
That's right.
Something like that. Anyway, if that made you uncomfortable, I'm sorry, because Stu looked at me sideways then.
Wasn't the response I expected. Right, anyway, yeah. Side of
Firebird.
They're out and about.
Always.
And I've forgotten where they're at. I think they did a gig last night.
He says
padding for time.
Yeah, good job.
And
they're always doing a gig. If you just said, oh, the Firebird played last night, you got a good chance that you were right.
All right. So, yeah, last night they were at Level 1 in New Brighton.
Oh, right. Okay.
And tonight they're at the Mac Bar. Never been there before, right?
Never. Wouldn't have a clue how to even get there.
And from 8:30 they're playing there.
So that's right. Get along if you want. A bit of social distancing.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have some good tracks to play that will be apt for the occasion.
Yeah, Rob's got a bit of a back catalogue that
they take requests too. They'll play Westworld. Not Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld, for sure.
Not Westworld.
Yeah, I'd like to see him play Westworld. Stu's gone to pieces.
I set up for that joke and failed.
Yeah, that's right.
What's that track called?
Common People.
No.
Oh, I don't know then.
No, I don't even know. What's that country song that everybody likes? Wagon Wheel. Not Westworld.
Westworld? That isn't even close.
It is close.
Yeah, maybe in your mind.
Wagon Wheel, Westworld. There's yeah. two W's there.
Good. Good. Good, good, good. Anyway, enough of that, Stu. Right. People have had enough of you banging on. It's probably time that we got up.
And got down.
And maybe stayed inside, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and we'll see you next week.
All right.